Oh, there was a ship that sailed all across the lowland sea. And the name of the ship was the Golden Vanity. And we feared she would be taken by the Spanish enemy. And they'd sink her in the lowland, lowland, low. They'd sink her in the lowland sea. Then up stepped our cabin boy, and boldly out spoke he. And he said to the captain, "What will you give to me if I'll swim alongside of the Spanish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland, low. I sink her in the lowland sea. A treasure chest of gold and silver I will give to thee. And my own fairest daughter, thy bonny bride shall be, if you'll swim alongside of the Spanish enemy. And you sink her in the lowland, lowland, low. You sink her in the lowland sea." So the boy he made him ready, and overboard sprang he. And he swam alongside of the Spanish enemy. And with his brace and auger in her sight he bored holes three. And he sank her in the lowland, lowland, low. He sank her in the lowland sea. Then the boy he did swim back to the cheering of the crew. But the captain would not heed him, for his promise he did rue. He scorned his sad entreaties, though loudly he did sue. And he left him in the lowland, lowland, low. He left him in the lowland sea. Then the boy he turned around and swam to the port side. And up unto his messmates full bitterly he cried, saying, "Messmates, pull me up, for I'm drifting with the tide. And I'm sinking in the lowland, lowland, low. I'm sinking in the lowland sea." So his messmates pulled him up, but on the deck he died. And they placed him in his hammock, which was so fair and wide. And they lowered him down and over the port side. And he sank into the lowland, lowland, low. He sank into the lowland.